Last week, the Senate Agriculture Committee held their first farm bill hearing in Manhattan, Kansas. Reese Langley, vice president of Washington operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with his remarks on the hearing, along with other updates from the week in Washington.
One of the commodity witnesses was vice president of the Kansas Cotton Association, Mr. Tom Leahy, who conveyed the cotton industry's priorities for the next farm bill and the need to get cotton and cottonseed back into Title I, or the commodity title of the farm bill, moving forward.
Also on the farm bill development efforts, the House Agriculture Committee has kicked off their work as well.
That will include a series of subcommittee hearings focused on various titles or programs within the farm bill. The subcommittees will review conservation policy in the farm bill, as well as international market development programs like the market access and foreign market development programs that are critically important to the export development work and marketing activities of Cotton Council International, which continues to be the largest recipient of those cost share dollars from USDA and are part of the very successful public-private partnership that make up MAP and FMD.
During this work period, the Senate will continue to be focused on confirmations.
Of course, one of those individuals that is still awaiting confirmation is Governor Sonny Perdue for USDA Secretary of Agriculture. At this point, the Senate Agriculture Committee has not been able to schedule the confirmation hearing for Mr. Perdue. They're still waiting on final paperwork, and we anticipate that confirmation hearing being scheduled relatively soon so that process can move forward, as we're all very anxious for Governor Perdue to be confirmed at USDA.
Despite the committee hearings and confirmation hearings, a lot of attention is still focused on the administration's proposed budget and how it will affect the appropriations process.
In the meantime, Congress still has some work to come back and clean up and finish funding for fiscal year 17. Currently, the appropriations bills only run through April 28th. So between now and that time period, Congress will have to work and figure out how they fund the federal government, including a lot of critical programs for agriculture and for the cotton industry, beyond that April 28th deadline.